Gringoire, quite stunned with his fall, had remained stretched upon the pavement. By degrees, however, he recovered his senses. Then he began to retrace his steps. He had no sooner advanced a few paces down the street than he observed something very singular. The street was not quite solitary, for here and there were to be seen crawling in it certain vague, shapeless masses. Nothing makes a man so adventurous as an empty stomach. Gringoire went forward, and soon came up with that one which seemed to be dragging itself along most indolently after the others. On approaching it, he found that it was nothing other than a miserable stump of a man, without legs or thighs, jumping along upon his two hands like a mutilated daddy long legs. It lifted up to him a lamentable voice.
La buona mancia, signor! La buona mancia!
Gringoire passed on to another of these ambulatory masses. It was a cripple, both legless and armless. The complicated machinery of crutches and wooden legs that supported him made him look for all the world like a mason's scaffolding walking along.
Señor caballero, par comprar un pedazo de pan.
Gringoire resolved to double his pace, but for the third time something blocked up the way. A little blind man, with a bearded Jewish face, towed along by a great dog, snuffled out to him with a Hungarian accent,
Facitonte caritatem!
Gringoire stopped his ears. He began to run. The blind man ran, the wooden legs ran, the stump ran, and then, as he advanced still further down the street, stump men, wooden-legged men, and blind men came swarming around him. He knew he should retreat, but it was too late. All this army had closed upon his rear, and his three beggars were still upon him. With a struggle, he reached the extremity of the street. It opened into an extensive place, into which a thousand scattered lights were wavering in the thick gloom of the night. Gringoire threw himself into it, hoping to escape from the three deformed spectres that had fixed themselves upon him.
Onde vas, hombre?
Cried the wooden legs, throwing aside his...